That was the unmistakable stylings, the blues stylings of Mercy Baby from Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And he did some cool records. He's on his own P&P label. Loves Voodoo as a standout. And then he also was on Ace. And this was actually on the Joe Banaschek Rick label, Pleadin'. Before that, the Rick label was from New Orleans. Before that one, we listened to a good slice of rock and roll by Danny Valentine on MGM, Stampede. Previous to that was a nice group record, nice R&B group record. I haven't been playing a lot of those, so my apologies to the R&B group lovers out there, but hopefully this will help to make up for it. From New York City, The Interior's doing Echoes. And before that, a monster garage rocker, the Twilighters, Rollerland on the Empire record label. And that's out of Plattsburgh, New York. That also can be found on the Norton EP Wild, Wild, Wild at a fraction of what an original would cost. So if you like it, you can get it that way. At the top of the set is previously announced, also from New York, the High Boys doing their little Western called Draw on the Mala record label. And that was our one word set. Yeah.
It looks like we're going to get into our Indian set.
We are. We're going to go into our Native American set right now. Let's see.
You get politically correct on me.
Yeah, well.
These records aren't politically
they're
correct.
They're not. No, no. But so it's a shock to actually try to be that way. But this is a pretty cool one I didn't know. And it's called the Mohawk. And so we're going to start off our NA set, Native American set, with the Mohawk, and follow it with some hopefully unheard of and interesting records of the...
just say it.
Yeah, Tomahawk Ilk. Okay, so let's just go into the Mohawk here and...
here at Lost in Paradise.
Hey, little girl, cut out all the talk. Here's a little dance, honey. It's called a Mohawk. It's the Mohawk. Ooh, wee, it's the Mohawk. Yes, indeed. And baby, you can do it if you put your soul into it. It's the Mohawk. Well, it ain't against the law. You don't have to be a squaw to do the Mohawk. Well, listen, honey, you know you did the Madison, the Continental Walk. Now come on, pretty baby, and do the Mohawk. Take two steps forward, and one step back. Ooh. Now stiff your leg, now twist in your track. Now go round and round, with your head hanging down. That's it, pretty baby, just clown, clown, clown. That's the Mohawk. Yes, indeed, baby. I told you you could do it if you put your soul into it. That's the Mohawk. Well, that's Mohawk. Stop, look, and listen. That's the Mohawk. Yes, indeed. Hear the tom-tom of the drum. Take your baby in your arms and do the Mohawk. Yeah. Mohawk, baby. Mohawk, honey. Clown, baby. Clown, honey. Wheel, sugar.
Yeah. and she drove me insane. I told her that I loved her cause she went to my head. She looked at me and smiled and then she said, meeny, meeny, gypsilini, humahumalini. She took me back to the Mohawk man to greet her chief and father and to shake his hand. I told her that I loved her cause she went to my head. She looked at me and smiled and then she said, meeny, meeny, gypsy lady, humahumalini.
Patchy, patchy, poopalachy, I love you. Patchy, patchy, poopalachy, I love you.
So they could have a feast. Cause he was hungry and he needed room in his teepee for some more wives. He called all the young braves together, said, if you want my daughter's hand, you gotta go bring a white buffalo. You gotta prove to me who's the better man. Now there was this quiet and shy little engine named Dodo. 4'2", only rode a mule. Poor little Dodo.
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 You gotta find a white buffalo. The villagers all wondered who would win her. Who would find a white buffalo? A tall young brave Geronimo.
Geronimo!
Next morning from the horizon, paced by the beaten up drums, came Geronimo, says there's no buffalo, so I claim your daughter for my bride. And as the celebration began, from far out on the distant plain, came little Dodo on his moon.
old Cherokee chief as he dances along. He does an old Indian boogie while he sings a song. Say, hey, ho, Helena.
Oh, Helena.
Say, ho, ho, Helena.
Oh, Helena.
Say, hey, ho, Helena. Ho, ho, now it's you not, hey. When he dances over here and he dances over there, he's dancing with his swan called Standing Bear. Say, ho, ho, Helena.
Ho, Helena.
Say, hey, ho, Helena.
Ho, Helena.
Say, ho, ho, Helena. Ho, ho, now it's in our hay. But he dances in a trot, and he dances in a walk, and he keeps old shaking his old-timey hawk. Say, hey, ho, Helena.
Ho, Helena.
Say, hey, ho, Helena.
Ho, Helena.
Say, hey, ho, Helena. Ho, ho, now it's in our hay. And he sings a little loud, but he always thrills the Indian crowd. Say, hey, ho, Helena.
Ho, Helena.
Say, hey, ho, Helena.
Ho, Helena.
Say, hey, ho, Helena. Hey, hey, now it's in our hay. He's a Cherokee chief, as you all might know, when he sings his boogie. Geronimo, say, hey, ho, Helena.
Ho, Helena.
Say, hey, ho, Helena.
Ho, Helena.
Say, ho, ho, Helena. Ho, ho, now it's in our hay.
In Paradise with the Shirley Angel Baby here at killradio.org Monday nights from 7:30 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Kind of feeling under the weather, not feeling so well, so Dick Blackburn was kind enough to put a show together tonight because I knew everybody would be going to Podomatic tomorrow morning looking for a new Lost in Paradise. So he brought in his really great original 45s and just did an Indian set. Forget all that Native American stuff. None of these records are politically correct. Neither are I.
Anyway, yeah. So this one was Bulmos Jackson's great cover of label mate Moon Mullican's country boogie record, Cherokee Boogie. Started off as a country boogie record. Often is the case on King. R&B performers would cover country performers, and country performers would cover R&B performers, et cetera, et cetera. So this is the R&B cover of Cherokee Boogie, and that's a classic. Before that, out of Los Angeles on the Rendezvous label, the Scouts did the Mr. Custer Stomp, and it's like a pretty hot instro.
Yeah, that was a nice one.
Curtis Knight on Shell, Little Dodo. About a guy trying to find a white buffalo to win a girl's hand in the tribe. For that, a rare one on Lamp. That's the Division of Aladdin. The group's The Inspirations. This is the B-side. Sorry for not playing the ballad. Maybe next time. Anyway, this was Indian Jane by The Inspirations on the Lamp record label. We let off on the Sock record label. A guy called Larry O'Dell doing the Mohawk Dance. And I'm not sure where this thing is from. It may be Northern California. Maybe it's L.A. I'm not sure. Anyway, so that was our Indian set. And the next set is actually going to be dedicated to Angel Baby herself here. And we're going to start off with it's a woman set. It's all women records with women in the title. And the first one is Wig a Wearing a Woman. And Angel Baby was wearing a wig. What was it? Just like a couple of days ago down at this ball. How long did it take you to get into that thing?
Well, I have really long hair, and it was a 20s event, so I had to put on, it was like a bob haircut thing. I don't know, maybe about an hour.
An hour to get into a wig. Check that
out.
All
the thousands of bobby pins to hold all my hair, and then to get that thing on.
I don't think the woman in this record took an hour to get into her wig. That's just a guess, but maybe you
can
decide.
Maybe she didn't have her hair down to her.
Maybe she
to
didn't.
To her bottom.
Okay.
But Eddie Burns. Is
Eddie Burns out of Detroit on the Vaughn record label, Wig Wearing Woman.
Here at Lost in Paradise.
Hey, you wig wearing woman, with that hair down over your eyes. Hey, you wig wearing woman, with that hair down over your eyes.
Who is hear this sound? Rock and roll. baby, 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 baby. Why did you say bye-bye with another guy? Me the blues, I got them bad. I always dance when I'm feeling sad. How can I dance? You're not around. All I do is hear this
part of this as I can be. Well, I'm a good gal, but I'm a tired, tired woman, tired of the way you're treating me. Then I'm through with you. When it comes time to pay the rent, you don't bring home one red cent, and you know our monthly bills are due. Well, I'm a good, good gal, but I'm a tired, tired woman. Change your ways or I'm leaving you. Yes, I'm a good, good gal, but I'm a tired, tired woman. Change your ways or I'm leaving you.
Alrighty, that was Polly O'Neill on Columbia doing I'm a Tired Woman. And
are you now?
Yeah, well, she was a tired woman. You're kind of tired, right?
I am tired.
Okay, the Twisters before that on the Twist record label. I don't know where this was from. Mean, Mean Woman. Before that, some nice blues guitar. Ruby Rowe, A Woman is Heaven Sent on the Resist record label. I think that's a West Coast label. Previous to that was Rudy Hayden and the Country Boys on one of the first Canadian rockabilly records out of Vancouver, British Columbia, Want Me a Woman on Aragon. This is the label that the famous Prowlers were on afterwards. And at the top of the set, as previously announced from the Motor City, Eddie Burns, Wig Wearing Woman on the Vaughn record label. And now we're going to go into an answer record set, but a very specific one, because all of these records, no matter where they're from, and some are from New Orleans, are going to be answering New Orleans hits. And the first one is Ernie K. Doe, who is answering his own hit of Mother-in-Law. And this one is called Get Out of My House. So Ernie had it by this point, and I guess he was laying down the law to his mother-in-law. And this is on the Minute record label, as was the hit.
All right, here at Lost in Paradise.
Get out of my house.
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 And don't come back no more. I stood up out of all of you that I can't stand. I don't think I can stand no more. So if you be nice enough to pack your clothes, I'll be glad to help you through the back door.
Get out of my house.
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 Coming home tonight. I want to tell everybody what a great big fool I've been. Tell everybody what a great big fool I've been. You know I went to the river, but I'm glad I didn't jump in.
The gates swung wide at the state prison, and guess who came walking through? Staggerleaves are back again. His parole man.
Hey, Jack Staggerly is back.
He's setting all the rules, telling Stagger what he's got to do. You know it, baby.
Hey, Jack Staggerly is back.
He's gonna live himself a settled life.
Hey, Jack Staggerly is back.
Get a job and take yourself a while.
Sit there.
All right, let's send that last set of the evening out to Hudson Marquez. That was the King Twisters. Your Yaya is Gone, and that's on Mastercraft. That, of course, was answering Lee Dorsey's monster hit, Yaya. Before that, Don Revels on the United Artists label, The Return of Stagger Lee, which answers Lloyd Price's monster hit, Staggerly. Then it gets a little complicated. Okay, on the OK record label, Chuck Willis did Change My Mind. Chuck Willis covered Fats Domino's Going to the River. And so then he answered his own cover with Change My Mind. At the same time, on the Summit record label from somewhere in the Midwest, Sylvia Jean did the No-No Twist. Now, No-No was a record that Fats Domino made that answered Going to the River. So that was Fats Domino's answer to his own song, covered by Sylvia Jean. Everybody following this? Okay, there'll be a test afterwards. All right, and then at the top of the set, this is just easy. Ernie K. Doe, Get Out of My House, giving the boot to his mother-in-law, who overstayed her welcome. Also, on the Minute label, as was mother-in-law. And that is the show for tonight. Thanks, everybody.
All right, so you've been Lost in Paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, and my special guest, DJ Dick Blackburn. Thanks for taking over. Not feeling too well this week. I guess you can tune in next week live 7:30 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, or you can always check out my podcast page, lostinparadise.podomatic.com. Next week I'll have a slew of new 45s to spin as usual. I got a bunch of really great 45s tonight, so a whole bunch of new stuff for the coming weeks. And Dr. Happy Pants isn't in. I don't know quite sure what's going on with her. She wasn't in last week as well. I'm just going to kick over to the Kill Radio archive, and hopefully I'll feel better next week. And everyone could just tune in then next Monday. So thanks again, Dick Blackburn.
Thanks.
And yeah, I'm just going to kick over to the Kill Radio archive for now.